Department denied Thursday that it provided intelligence on the locations of Russian generals on the battlefield so that Ukrainian forces could kill them, reacting to an explosive report by the New York Times on U.S. support for the Ukraine military. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said it was true that the United States supplies Kyiv's forces with military intelligence to help Ukrainians defend their country. Ukraine has been particularly successful in attacking Russian command positions, and according to reports, came close last week to striking a location near the front lines in Donbas region, where Russia's top general was believed to be visiting troops. The White House and Pentagon have sought to limit knowledge of the full extent of the U.S. assistance, hoping to avoid provoking Russia into a broader conflict beyond Ukraine's borders. More than half of abortions in America are now done with pills rather than surgery. At a news conference, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Senate will vote next week on legislation that would codify abortion rights in federal law.
I intend to file cloture on this vital legislation Monday, which would set up a vote for Wednesday. Republicans will have two choices. They can own the destruction of women's rights, or they can reverse course and work to prevent the damage. Count me as skeptical that they'll do the latter.
Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer. And as always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app.